Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Cameron. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling trying to make a file for my working unemployment from my job.
Yes, ma'am. You need to file an unemployment claim.
Uh-huh.
Hey, can I have your social, please, ma'am?
424-964-302.
Hey, can you verify your first and last name for me?
A-S-H-A-Asia, Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D.
And your date of birth?
5/26/1971.
And your driver's license number, please, ma'am?
7515177.
All right. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I wasn't now. I couldn't hear you. Huh?
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, I don't.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes, it is.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
I'm not well. I have to have a surgery, so I've been kind of going through some issues with, like, my hip and stuff. I have to have a surgery done. But I hadn't got any benefits or anything.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade that you completed in school?
11th.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
I would just prefer just the card that I'm offering.
Yes, ma'am. So I'll just have to read you the disclosure for that card.
Oh, okay.
You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan colored Alabama Advantage card, that card is good until the valid 3rd day on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we require to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Advantage prepaid account. The Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are the car replacement fee, which is $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery, an international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and car replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where the card is used. The long-form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue your selection of the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card?
Oh, yes.
And what's your mailing address, ma'am?
1409 Fry Avenue in Sheffield, Alabama.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, it's not.
And has your address changed in the past year?
No.
And what's a good phone number for you?
Let's see, you can call me at 256-415-1828.
Hey, and just to verify, I have your mailing address as 1409 Frey Avenue, Sheffield, Alabama, 35660. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of foreign corporations have you ever been associated with? 442 Development, Asphalt and Concrete Removal, Heart of Texas Food Equipment, Oak Crest, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1986 Dodge W250 pickup, a 1990 Chevrolet Lumina, a 1994 Eagle Summit, a 1995 Audi S6, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I've had a 1990, I think, Lumina, but that's been years ago.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1816 River Haven Lane, 192 Raspberry Way, 728 Duval Drive, 906 East 16th Street, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Okay, I've been at 906 East 16th.
Hey, in what county do you currently live? Randolph, Colbert, Madison, Mobile, or none of the above?
Colbert.
And in which of the following cities does Courtney Holland currently live or own property? Glencoe, Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, Selma, Alabama, Tuscumbia, Alabama, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
Tuscumbia, Alabama.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And when was the last day that you worked?
It was, this past Sunday. What's today? It was Sunday was the last day that I worked.
Okay. Was the 24th?
Yeah, it was 24th. Yeah. Because, like I said, I have to have a surgery done, and the work that I was doing, they had got like a machine, like to do that type of job, like sending people in. So I had been having trouble with my hip, so that's why I had switched to like doing that job. And they had got a machine, so Beth had put me where I'm going to have to be off until I have my surgery.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And you've indicated the last day worked during this claim week. If you file a weekly certification on next week, you will be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in an overpayment or penalty.
Okay.
Hey, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
It was just this past Sunday.
Okay. So did you want me to put yes?
Okay, you said for what now? I couldn't.
Since
the third kind of part.
Yes, ma'am. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, it was just this past Sunday here was the last day that I was physically able to like do that type of work.
And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, I'm available, but like I say, right now I'm picking up surgery, so I won't be able to do any full-time work at this time.
Yes, ma'am. So did you want me to put no, or did you want me to just do a yes? Or
only thing I can just say is I guess probably no, because if I'm not going to be able to like do like I said, any type of like work that I've been doing like as a CNA, so no, I won't be able to do that until like a week after I have my surgery.
Okay. In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such time that the restrictions that will prevent you from returning to full-time work are removed.
Oh, okay. Well, you could just put yes down. If they call me for a job and if I'm able to do it, or if I'm not, then I'll just let them know.
Yes, ma'am. And mm-hmm. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
Yeah.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
It just depends. Probably less than 30 minutes with the gas prices and stuff.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I guess, I've been doing CNA work for you, so probably no less than $12, because that's what I've currently been making over there until I had got hurt or whatever.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, I don't. I hadn't been to a place like that and got hired. No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
They told me after I had my surgery done, which I'm having it scheduled to be done probably around the 25th or the 26th of August. So we're trying to get that all set up. So it's going to be around the last of August. And so it'll be after then. Let's see, which would be, I think he said I probably have to be off for 6 weeks. So September, it'll be probably be in October before I can go back.
Yes, ma'am.
Mhm.
And what was your job title?
Let's see. I'm a certified CNA. And then, let's see, once I couldn't do, like, the job, like I was telling you, they had me just to scan people in. That's like getting their temperatures and, like I'm seeing whether they've had, like they said, within COVID, or had they been around somebody that's been sick with COVID. So that was what I was doing right until they got those machines, like to scan people in. So that's been going on probably for about 5 or 6 months.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are able to go back to work, would you be looking for something in what you were doing?
Well, probably I'm thinking that I'm going to try to do it, but from what my doctor is saying, that I might not be able to continue to do that by, like, what's going to bother my back and stuff a little bad. So I might have to look into doing something else.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And who's your separated employer or the job that you're filing for unemployment for?
Let's see. It is Mitchell Hollingsworth in Florence, Alabama.
And do you have a phone number for them?
Let me get the number right quick, because I don't need the wrong number.
Yes, ma'am, no problem.
Thank you. Okay, it is 256-740-5400.
And do you remember what your start date was there?
It was yesterday, which was Wednesday. Because, let's see, I had worked Sunday, and then I was off Monday and Tuesday, because I had to go for an appointment. And I went back yesterday, Wednesday, because they were telling us, like, about the machines, and they stopped doing that job.
Yes, ma'am, and you said your last day was yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember what your start date was there?
It was, let's see, what is this, 22, let's see, I started there in September, the 19th, let's see, 20, I think it was September, it was 2020, was when I started back there.
Right, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I don't have any vacation time or holiday pay, because like I said, I had to go like down to like part time working and with doing that job. So I didn't have any full time benefits during that time.
Yes, ma'am. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Oh, no.
And you had to stop working just to verify due to health reasons, correct?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And would you like me to file it as maybe for a leave of absence since you were possibly trying to go back, or did you?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. And you said that you'd be looking to go back, you said in October. Okay. And you requested the leave, correct, and not your employer?
Well, they were just telling me that that job was no longer available. So it really was them saying that particular job wasn't available. So they knew that I had like was unhealthy issues with doing like the other job. So I don't know
Yes.
how would you, put that.
And do you know the name of the person who granted the leave?
Well, let's see. It was the I'm th well, let's see. It was Pam Cox. So she was telling me that once I get back, like with my healed from my surgery, that I could come back.
Yes, ma'am. And is she like a supervisor or a manager?
No, she's HR.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, you could do that, yeah.
And I'm now going to give you a PIN number for your weekly certifications. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay, let me get it. Okay, hold 1 second. I'm trying to get this pen. I'll
Yes,
get it
ma'am, no
going.
problem.
Okay. Okay, I have them.
Okay, that PIN number is going to be 0271.
Okay.
Okay, so now I'm just going to read you the closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and up. and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, you go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, I was just trying to hear you what you saying that you was reading out all that for not on point to what you're saying.
Ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right.
So basically all it is, you just have to go onto the Alabama Works website and update your online resume.
Okay. So Alabama. Okay, so I just have to put in all my information in if you want every month
On this particular website, you only have to do it the one time. You just go in and update your resume, and you just have to do it that one time.
Okay. Okay, and let's see, when is the deadline for updating?
Ma'am.
I'll probably have to do it probably two more. Is that fine?
Oh, ma'am, your phone went out. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said, you had fine for me to update in the morning, like the updating or the filing it like online.
Are you still talking about the Alabama Works website, or are you referring to the certification?
I was referring to the resume.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So, you just go on there, and then you'd put in all your past references and everything, and you're just required to do it, I believe, within 7 days of filing your claim.
Okay.
And you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits, unemployment claims. Use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must follow weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.
Okay, I have that down.
You said you have the website down?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Okay, this is for you claiming each week. You said that it was, okay, let's see, you said 1-800, and what was the number?
752-7389.
7389,
okay.
You said every Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. All right, Ms. Holland, we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.